I think one of the main questions which all spiritualists have is, why is it that sometimes one spiritual activity is absolutely relishable? You just like it, you feel nourished afterwards. And at another time, the same activity is not at all nourishing, but it is difficult to even convince ourselves to do it. This holds true for performing yoga. Sometimes you like to do it. Sometimes not 10 elephants can pull you to the yoga mattress. Or it is true for chanting. Sometimes you spontaneously and energetically go into your rounds. At another time, you feel even after 1 minute of chanting that how will I ever complete my number? Everything which we do spiritually seems to be sometimes very tasty and at other times not. Why is this so? And what to do? Well, as long as the heart is surrounded and walled in by one's ego, envy towards others, pride and lust, the spiritual essence can't come to you, and what you do feels just bitter. It's something like chewing tobacco. If you would do that and afterwards try to relish good ahimsa milk, you would feel the milk as bitter and untasty. So what to do? You have to spit out the tobacco, clean your mouth, and then drink the milk or the orange juice or whatever. And so in the same way it is when you try to perform bhajan, when you try to chant, when you try to do spiritual activities and they just don't taste so good any longer. It is most probably true that you need to get rid of something. You need to spit out your ego, your pride, your lust, your various forms of material consciousness. And here is no better way to get rid of this than to just go into the assembly of good devotees of the Lord, chant the holy name together, and if possible, dance free from the ego that I'm dancing here. Another way is when you can't go to devotees, that you just pick up a pair of kartals and in your own room sing with a heart rendering urgency to the Lord, and after some time you will get rid of what is an obstacle. The main point is, do something which intensely connects you with Krishna. Look for association, for practices, and so on. And you will get rid of the tobacco in your mouth so that you can taste the sweetness of bhakti.